Right now, 6 degrees on the coast, 4 in the west, partly cloudy today, and a top of 16. Well, Glenn Sutton has received the send-off he deserves. Glenn Sutton is a former soldier from Orange. He passed away last week alone. He served in the Army between 1972 and 1978. He was then in the reserves from 79 to 95. He received the Reserve Force Medal and the Australian Defence Medal. The 69-year-old died alone last week, so there were fears that his funeral would be unattended. But after he passed away, his story was shared around. And the service was yesterday, and there was a fantastic turnout. More than 100 people were there to farewell Glenn Sutton and recognise his contribution to Australia. One of those there, Chris Colvin, the Orange RSL sub-branch president, and he's on the line this morning. G'day, Chris.
Good morning, Ben, and to your listeners.
Good on you. How's Orange this morning?
It's a bit cool. We're about zero at the moment, looking to a -4 over this coming night.
Okay. Well, this was a good result yesterday because there were some former soldiers who found out about this. They run a social media site called the Pineapple Express, and they said, look, we're worried that there's going to be no one there at the funeral, but that was certainly not the case yesterday.
Ben, I couldn't believe. I spoke to the funeral director after, and he said, Chris, we actually had about 98 people signed the condolence books. He said, and there were other people who QR coded in. So his numbers, he's saying, is at least 100. The chapel was full. His overflow room was full. And there were people standing outside listening to the service. I was absolutely amazed at the turnout. Both veterans and civilians who were there, it was amazing. We had the local mayor, the local member for Orange, Mr. Andrew G, who is now the current Veterans Affairs Minister. So we'll be able to talk to him about homelessness of veterans and trying to help them get out of the sale of the services better.
Well, my thanks to Andrew G for going along yesterday and also the Mayor, Reg Kidd, because we contacted Reg and he was spreading the word. And in the end, there was a eulogy given by Charles Jensen, who served with Glenn for 8 years. So he would have told some stories.
Yeah, he was very, that was interesting. There was also some gentlemen there who served with Glenn. Glenn's first intake into the Army was when he was an apprentice. He was an apprentice carpenter. He only lasted just over 12 months, but there were three gentlemen, and they all, the three of those and Glenn, all had consecutive Army numbers. It was amazing. These gentlemen came from around Australia. There was a young gentleman there who would serve with Glenn, who drove from Newcastle just to be at the service. So it was a wonderful send-off, some wonderful anecdotes about Glenn. He was a man of short stature, but of great heart.
Yeah, I've been told by people who knew him that he was a typical country soldier, tough as nails. And I'm told also that there was a special RSL tribute at the end of the service yesterday too. So what happened there?
Ben, I had the luck or fortune, as my job as president, is we do an RSL tribute for any veteran who's served, if the family or it's requested of us. The chaplain came to me last week and said, Chris, what can we do for Glenn? And I said, well, let's sit down and have a talk. We will talk about what we can do. We would normally do a tribute, which is a tribute that's done at veterans' funerals. And I said, we'll do that. And we'll talk. So when I found out that he was in with Charles Jensen at Lyndhurst, he was going to do the eulogy. So we got it all set, and we then threw it open one stage after Glenn, poor old Charlie had finished. We threw it open and said, okay, let's see, anybody wants to have a chat? So all these gentlemen got up and talked about their service with him. And obviously the gentleman was a wonderful, wonderful soldier and typical of, as you said, a country soldier.
Well, it's a great sign of the RSL's reach and also the response of the defence community that they turned up there yesterday and paid tribute. His casket was draped in the Australian flag and people were laying poppies at the end of the service as well. I want to say a big thank you to you, Chris, for the role you played yesterday.
Oh, look, mate, it's my privilege to be able to do the tributes to these veterans. I'd like to be able to get young veterans to do my job because I'm getting too old. but we can't reach out to the young ones. We just don't know why at this stage. But that's another story for another day. But I'd like to be able to reach out to veterans and say, hey, come along. We're not all beer and poker machines anymore. Haven't been that way for a long time in RSL. We do have things that they can tap into. Services, Defence Care is one of them, who help veterans in any way, lots of ways. We can reach out and help to the young people out there in the veteran community who need help. Reach out to an RSL sub-branch. The guys there may not have the answer, but there is somebody in the organisation that will have the answer.
Well done to you, and we encourage people to reach out to you, and we're glad that Glenn Sutton got the farewell that he deserved. Thanks very much for joining us, Chris.
My pleasure, Ben.
Good on you,
mate. Thank you.
Chris Colvin, the Orange RSL sub-branch president, and we thank everyone who went along there yesterday. If it wasn't for travel restrictions, more people from Sydney would have gone along as well to pay their respects to Glenn Sutton, who was farewelled yesterday by the RSL, by the local mayor, the local member, and others who didn't know him, didn't know much about him, but turned up to say thank you anyway. It's coming up to 25 past 8.
Traffic. The 2GB app is where it's at. Download now at 2GB.com. The M4's